What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, here is a story that it's a gray area where you're not sure if it's a good idea or not. But according to the Herald Tribune, there is a proposal over in Sarasota about having a mental health disclosure of students who are enrolling in the public schools. And so this is part of the package of security measures passed by the Florida legislature in the wake of the shootings last February at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. And this provision requires parents or guardians registering a child for public school to disclose any mental health information in the prospective student's past. Okay, sounds good. Having school officials made aware of a child dealing with mental health issues means the student and family can be connected to all available services, and school staff will be on alert to provide additional support or just keep an eye on potential troublemakers. Well, that part sounds really good, but there is a but. How do you do this without stigmatizing the child? And because of that, probably a lot of parents and guardians won't disclose anything. The other concern, of course, is how is this information going to be protected as opposed to being hacked and leaked out and literally becoming, you know, an impediment to that student as they grow into adulthood. Now, over in Sweden, which is very liberal, very politically correct, talking about gender equality, and they've launched a brochure on transsexuality aimed at toddlers. And the book is about a horse that wants to be a dog and its owner, who's male, who wants to be a woman. And this sex education brochure is aimed at preschoolers called Horse and Master. And basically, it's a book about a horse and its owner. The horse thinks he might actually be a dog inside. And these kids are too young to really understand this stuff. They're not teaching them to accept transgenderism. They're trying to confuse them as to what gender they are. These kids are very young and very impressionable. They could be talked into thinking that they're something other than their biological gender. Just leave them alone, let them grow up, and they'll figure it out for themselves. Over at UCLA, they have hired 18 students at $13 per hour to combat social injustices and privilege and oppression. They've been recruiting over the last semester. This is hosted by the UCLA Intergroup Relations Program. The Diversity Peer Leaders Project is a year-long internship during which students facilitate workshops on social justice issues in exchange for leadership training and compensation from UCLA. Now, there is a lesson to be learned here coming out of the European witch hunts during the Middle Ages. Witch hunting was a very lucrative profession. The witch hunters, when they would find a witch, would usually share in whatever wealth was confiscated from the accused. And so, of course, because they were getting that financial inducement, they saw witches everywhere. And so this idea of paying students to look for social injustice, yeah, they're gonna see it everywhere, just like the witches. And again, how does any of this help these students find a high-paying job after graduation with which to repay those student loans? Boy, UCLA is a very different place from when I taught back there. Okay, so let's talk about Alex Jones and all this banning and everything that's going on. I've gotten a lot of emails from people saying that they hope that, you know, I won't be banned by Google and Facebook and Twitter and everything. Well, I don't use Facebook and Twitter, so I probably ought to just go ahead and delete those accounts anyway. So, interestingly enough, this banning actually proves Alex Jones' motto is correct. The motto of InfoWars is, there's a war on for your mind. And by blocking and deleting InfoWars accounts from their platforms, corporate media, corporate social media, has basically proved him right. They've proven they prefer the government-approved official narrative to free thinking and free will. Apparently, the new model is you don't get to decide what information you're exposed to or what to think. Big tech will do it for us. And that's dictatorship. It's like the old Soviet Union. Everything was Pravda and Izvestia. Everybody else was silence. That's where we're heading. We're heading into a... Actually, we're pretty much already there. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Now, over at YouTube, on the Banned Alex Jones channel, and the account has been terminated, but... In the official Alex Jones channel, it says this account's been terminated for violating YouTube's community guidelines. Now, right beside that is a bar, a related channels column. Traditionally, the way YouTube works is it fills up that column with videos you might be interested in seeing based on the video you're looking at right now. But YouTube has filled up that column with corporate media feed, pro-establishment channels. Now, not to be left behind, apparently the pornography site YouPorn has also banned Alex Jones and InfoWars videos and content. This is coming from BuzzFeed's Charlie Warzel. Mispronounced that here. I don't think Alex Jones would be too upset about that particular one. Meanwhile, out in Hollywood, the liberals are celebrating. And they took to Twitter saying, yes, this was a great thing that Apple, Facebook, and YouTube, where they're purging Alex Jones. The purge is on here. And apparently, actress and former Netflix talk show host Chelsea Handler wrote, good news, YouTube, Facebook, Apple, and Spotify are all banning Alex Jones and InfoWars. So in Hollywood, apparently, the idea of the First Amendment, of freedom of expression, and civil discourse on the issues of the day is now verboten. This is the modern-day equivalent of Nazi book burning is what's going on here today. And, of course, the Twitter trolls are out there in force trying to shout down critics of Facebook and Google and YouTube by saying, while they are private corporations and they have a right to do business with whoever they want or not. And mind you, these are the same people who went totally ballistic when a baker refused to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple. So, once again, no real consistency in policy, just we want what we want, what we want. Now, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, is calling on other tech companies to ban more sites like InfoWars and says the survival of American democracy depends on it. Wrong. Democracy requires a discussion of the issues of the day so that the voters can democratically decide which direction they want the country to go. If you shut down everything but the official view, democracy is dead. So, now the blowback is already starting. UniCredit is the first major corporation to sever their ties with Facebook over ethics. And they basically say that Facebook hasn't acted ethically. And Bloomberg is saying other large companies may follow suit. And I would certainly encourage that. Now, Facebook, not happy with the mess they've already made, is denying claims it's after users' financial data. After a report revealed Facebook has been asking U.S. banks to share information, including account balances and card transactions. I'm absolutely appalled at this. And apparently Facebook wants to get into using its platform for online banking and online commerce. Sort of cutting into eBay's turf, as it were. Now, Mike Krieger is out there basically saying, stop complaining and just delete Facebook. Good suggestion. Everybody should be deleting their Facebook and Twitter accounts right now. And you should get your friends to do the same, because it isn't stopping with Alex Jones. Twitter has suspended the accounts of people like editorial director of antiwar.com, Scott Horton, former State Department employee and author Peter Van Buren, and Dan McAdams, the executive director of the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. Their Twitter accounts have all been shut off now. Apparently, Tommy Robinson has now been banned from Instagram. So, Facebook apparently blocked an ad by Elizabeth Heng, who's a GOP candidate for Congress. And that, they're not even trying to hide the bias. This is all about saturating the American people with, you know, vote Democrat, vote Democrat, vote Democrat between now and November, and not allowing any conservatives to get on out there. But you know something? I think that may backlash, because people are turning away from these social media platforms, and they're using email. 99% of the communication I do is over email, and Google can't filter that yet. Now, Soros-backed Media Matters is now pushing on Facebook to eliminate anybody who questions the reality of human-caused global warming. Now, the global warming fanatics have been wrong on every one of their major predictions of devastation since 2008. Actually, it goes back further than that. In 2000, they were saying snowfalls were a thing of the past. So the American left has gone full fascist now. And that's a very, very troubling sign. We're becoming the evil we supposedly opposed in the rest of the world. Now, over at Project Veritas, James O'Keefe is calling on whistleblowers to expose the entire rotten tech machine. He's literally put on out the call that if there's somebody on the inside who's got information to get in touch with Project Veritas, and they're going to go after him here. Now, the good news is InfoWars has an official app. And it surged in popularity Monday evening following the banning. It surpassed CNN. Now, Alex Jones' app was already beating the New York Times, ABC, BBC, Wall Street Journal, NPR, CNBC, CBS, USA Today, Reuters, Bloomberg, and MSNBC, Huffington Post, and even the Washington Post. And they bounded ahead of CNN on Tuesday evening. See, here's what's going on. The people who are reading sites like InfoWars and WhatReallyHappened.com, they already know where it is. They don't go searching for this stuff. I'm sure there's some young millennials who are looking for some of this stuff. But the millennials are going to be turning to these other search engines like DuckDuckGo and Yandex, which do not practice censorship. Okay. Mike Adams has come out with his opinion that these tech giant companies are guilty of criminal racketeering and fraud. He's saying the RICO Act clearly applies here because there is a conspiracy to silence America, mostly to silence conservative America. All right, let's take some phone calls. Paul in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You know, I had been banned by InfoWars when I posted what they thought was something politically incorrect on their website. So and by the way, I was also banned several times where I was thrown off Facebook for 30 days, and this went on and on until I quit Facebook. And so I kind of see it as a big world out there on the internet, and think about the price of Facebook. It's free. And if I don't like it, what did I lose there? I lost nothing, right? And I just packed my bags and I left and I don't go back. So they're missing my information and data. So they suffer for it.
So we and they're also missing the ad revenues, because the fewer users they have, the less the advertisers pay.
Exactly. And that's what's so important about all this with these companies, is we have to be willing, even though we're small little people in the oceans and just individuals, you know, when all that we individuals add up to millions and millions, it becomes a big loss for them and a big problem, especially with the Facebooks out there, which depend so much on ad revenue and getting people's eyeballs behind the screens. So I do urge people out there, if you don't like it with these companies, here's an idea. Next time you buy a cell phone, go to Galaxy. Buy a Galaxy phone and teach Apple a lesson. And we should also remember that Apple has never really been or not been for a long time an American company. You know, most of their manufacturing, if not all, is in China, right? They're really, their headquarters was in Ireland for quite a while. So they basically love to collect the money overseas and avoid paying taxes in the United States as much as possible. So I would love to actually see if Trump, you know, when you're passing tariffs against the Chinese, also pass tariffs on American manufacturers who manufacture in China and then send it to the United States. Even though they might claim themselves to be Americans, what really does Apple do for America? And now they're getting into the business of censorship.
Well, where is Apple getting into the business of censorship?
Well, they're also one of the ones who are taking, I believe, Alex Jones off of their platform, the platform.
Oh, the iTunes. Also. Yeah, they took him off of iTunes.
So there you go. Now, you see, and this is the mistake these people make. Don't take your business and make it political. Any company that decides to be political deserves a public spanking and retribution. And so what we need to do, I just don't get this about corporations, is boycott the ones who are basically going to censor or trying to steer the agenda or try to politicize their customers. And they have to, the CEOs have to learn the lesson that just remain neutral. The goal of Apple should be just to sell you the best cell phones in the world and with the best quality, all the rest of that, and the best laptops in the world. Okay, fine. But stop politicizing it. Keep that to yourself. Nobody wants to hear Tim Cook's personal agenda. Right? And I don't need to be steered by these elitists out of Silicon Valley into what they think are socially engineered to be little mimics of themselves. Just be happy they got about, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars in the banks in their offshore accounts and leave it at that. Stop it with the social engineering, because this is what they're up to.
Yes.
And so my advice to people, next time you're thinking about buying that new cell phone, go to Galaxy. Galaxy isn't doing any of that yet, right? I hear they make very good phones, a lot cheaper than Apple, too. I hear you get them like $200, and they're just fine. Save yourself the money. And one other thing before I go, Michael, last week when they were talking about Apple's excellent quarterly earnings, Apple basically said, oh, yeah, because we were charging so much for the phones. In other words, they have so many people duped into the belief of the conspicuous consumption of their little trendy showing off their $1,000 iPhones, right? Apple takes that for granted.
That's not a viable business plan in this economy anyway, and Apple's already announced they're coming out with a new version that would be only $500.
Right, but they still gouged those people a year ago with $1,000 cell phones and thousands upon thousands of people lined up at the Apple stores, the suckers, and paid that extra money. And
well,
Apple, actually, the
iPhone X didn't do well at all. In fact, Apple's repeatedly had to cut back on their orders for phones to be manufactured. It's not a hot seller because of that very fact. It's $1,000. People just don't have that kind of money for a cell phone.
Yeah, I can never buy it with Apple. You know, when I was searching for a laptop a while ago, I mean, an Apple laptop is basically three times the expense of just a Toshiba or a Dell.
Yeah, I do understand that. Anyway, listen, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials.
Thanks.
We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thank you.
Twisted steel was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the telephones to Don in the Philippines. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, yes, as far as the Antifa, you mean to tell me they're not breaking any laws? As an organization, there is no law, federal statute, or anything else that they're breaking? I mean, they're a terrorist organization. They bring feces and urine to these to try to screw up rallies and try to. I mean, there's all kind. They should be busted. This is one thing that the FBI used to be good at, is they would infiltrate organizations. They used to be said at the communist. If you go to a communist party meeting, probably 90% of the people there are FBI undercover agents, and they could infiltrate. These people are not the smartest people in the world, that's for sure. They should have all kinds of. If the FBI wanted to do some good for a change instead of just doing not good stuff, yeah, they could bust. There's got to be a RICO statutes, conspiracy to foment revolution or something. They could get all these people for it. At least they could identify every single one of these guys that show up at these events with masks on and they don't know who they are. And so I think the FBI should bust Antifa is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I'm in agreement with you, but I'm not expecting the FBI to do anything because Antifa is serving some kind of a political purpose for the deep state and for the Democrats. And yeah, they're breaking all kinds of laws left and right. Now, I'm glad that 20 of them got arrested up there at Berkeley because they were causing physical damage, vandalism. They were attacking the police. But you're right. Antifa is not a peaceful group. And if you're not peaceful, you know, there are laws that they are breaking. But again, they seem to be serving somebody's political purpose. And that's why we have the hands-off attitude. There have been allegations of the police literally being ordered to stand back and allow Antifa to do what they're going to do.
My computer, Mike, I got a couple computer problems, Mike. The my Windows just quit working. I click on the Windows button. I still get... Google Chrome, I can use that for the internet, but the Windows just is not open, period. And I tried some of the remedies that are offered there on these when you go online and look, and nothing seems to work. And then my other problem is plugging the computer into my TV monitor here, which I do sometimes to watch videos or movies. sometimes it'll work and sometimes it won't. I was wondering I should just buy a new cable for that. That might remedy that situation.
Yeah, that might fix that one. That might fix that one. As far as the Windows not opening up, you probably need to go to your local Geek Squad or computer repair shop. Anyway, listen, Don, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. We've got more news to report. We're coming up on another commercial break here. So getting on back to the banning, apparently Democrats are now circulating plans for the government to take control of the internet and impose regulations on political speech. So there it is, the declaration of war. War on conservatives on the internet, because they're targeting conservative sites here. And even Donald Trump Jr. has come on out saying this is really about purging all conservative media. So Alex Jones was right. There was a war on for your mind. There is a war on for your mind. And we're on the front lines right now. That's why Republic Broadcasting needs your help so much. So they're out there saying, yes, we're going to regulate political speech here, and we're only going to allow true news on there. With, of course, they get to decide what's true or not. And that's just like the old Soviet Union. There's the official story, and that's it. And you are expected to just believe that official story, no matter how ridiculous it is. When Chernobyl blew up, the Soviet government originally told their people there had been no accident. And then when the radiation started ringing alarms all over Europe, the Soviet Union was forced to back up and say, yeah, we had a little kind of a tiny oopsie over there at the reactor here. Apparently, the Republican National Committee had a little embarrassment. Apparently, for months, its website accidentally linked to a porn Twitter account instead of the Maryland Republican Party. Got to check those links. Now, West Virginia has announced they're going to allow smartphone voting for those serving overseas. And they've developed this app for federal elections. VOATS was the Boston company developed it. And basically, when you vote, it takes a picture of your face, and they use facial recognition technology to make sure you are really the person who should be voting there. Now, my first thought is, what happens if the phone's camera is pointed at a photograph of someone whose vote is being stolen? It doesn't strike me that this is a secure system at all. But then none of them are supposed to be secure. This will get hacked. This will definitely get hacked. All righty, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a couple of phone calls, starting with Daniel in Canada. Aloha, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, aloha, Mike. Yeah, I just wanted to mention something that I think everyone's missing about the Alex Jones banning, that like the definition of conspiracy is two or more people acting together to get a desired outcome. And no one's mentioning the fact that Apple, Facebook, and YouTube happened to ban him all at the same time. Now, we know that YouTube employs the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL. So I'm just wondering if Apple and Facebook sort of bowed to their pressure as well.
Well, first of all, a lot of people have commented on the fact that all of these tech giants did act apparently in concert to take down Alex Jones. And apparently this is just the start of an all-out war on conservatives on the net. In fact, I was just getting ready to post a video from Lisa Haven saying that there is literally a plan by the Democrats to remove conservatives from the internet. They're going to pass bills. And of course, that's discrimination. The Equal Protection Clause should apply here. So should the First Amendment. But the Democrats have gone full fascist. And that's the ugly reality here.
Yeah, like I think Alex Jones, a lot of his supporters, I mean, they learned a lot about Hillary Clinton before the 2016 election. And coming up on the midterms here, that might be the real motive. I don't think they care about Sandy Hook or any of the other things. Like, some of the excuses they gave for banning him were just ridiculous. And he's been saying this for 20 years or whatever.
Well, I agree that a primary motive is to silence conservatism on the internet ahead of the midterms. But there are those who were involved in various false flag hoaxes perpetrated on the American people. They want the independent media to go away as well, because they'll come on out, they'll stage a hoax, and it gets ripped apart here on the independent media. It's like the Boston bombing and those backpacks. To me, that was reasonable doubt right there. But Tsarnaev's lawyer literally went into court and told the jury, yep, he did it. You know, what kind of a defense lawyer does that? So there are a lot of people with vested interests, with secrets to keep, who want the independent media to go away. There's the vaccine companies want us to stop pointing out all the research that vaccines are harmful. You've got the GMO companies who want us to stop talking about whether or not GMOs are actually safe. We've reached that stage right now where the American people are just drowning in lies. And we're trying to basically counter it. And the liars are literally declaring war on the truthers.
Yeah, the purge is on. Just for all your listeners out there, this is the time to, you know, open up your pocketbook and just, you know, if you have to give $5 or whatever it is to keep RBN and Mike Rivero and John Stadmiller, you know, keep these guys afloat. All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. All right. Well, Daniel, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Pete in Florida. Aloha, Pete. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, I think anybody that goes from 9/11 is an inside job with all his videos for he had back in the day to where he's now saying that the Saudis were behind 9/11. I think Alex Jones is a hoax. I want to see the documents, the court papers that he's actually being sued.
Okay, we've got a bad connection here. We've got a bad connection here. You're breaking up. And again, I don't pay a lot of attention. I don't pay a lot of attention to Alex Jones. I mean, I used to be on his show a lot. We used to sort of get along. We parted company over the issue of Israel. And whether you like Alex Jones or not, or whether you think he's gone in a wrong direction, is irrelevant to the issue that the corporate media has been exposed as nonstop liars to the American people. They don't like that, and they want to make all of the independent media who challenges their credibility to just go away so they can go back to making money and you know, controlling what the American people think.
Well, I think Alex Jones is probably just another side hoax. I mean, how can you go from telling everybody that it's an inside job? He might have, you know, I mean, take a look at everybody who's around Alex Jones. I mean, Stone and Owen Schroyer, these guys are gangsters. I mean, they probably even moved in on his operation. I mean, how can you go from inside job to telling everybody that it was done by the Saudis?
Well, I don't know. Certainly, I don't agree with Alex Jones on that one. But again, what Alex Jones is saying is irrelevant. The fact that he's being stopped from saying it is the important part. This is a nation founded on that Bill of Rights. And that very first one, freedom of speech. We are allowed to speak our mind and express our honest opinion.
Yeah, you can. But all these people that are banning him is private enterprise. So what are you going to say? What can you say about that? It's just private business.
Well, we simply go to a different private enterprise. I mean, real videos coming online. I'm still waiting for my channel to be approved. Kim.com is setting up a Twitter replacement that won't practice censorship. And people are going to naturally drift over to these just as quickly as they become available. We're already seeing, you know, a lot of these alternative search engines like Yandex and DuckDuckGo. They're doing a brisk business. And if Bloomberg is right, and if more of the big advertisers are going to disconnect from the social media corporations over ethics issues, because they don't want to be tarnished with that image. They don't want to be seen as supporting something that is so un-American at its core. We could actually see a major seismic shift in the social media environment, where these old original social media companies are all going to come on down to be replaced with newer, more ethical, more responsible social media platforms.
Well, hopefully the big conglomerates, you know, they're all merging together, Comcast, everybody merging together. Then they're going to start butting in and saying, well, you can't come onto our lines if you got hate speech or if you're going to do these conspiracy theories. We haven't gone up higher up the ladder yet. They can still bring on the big boys and say, you know, you're not going to use our servers. You're not going to use our lines. I don't think there's an end to it, long as it's private. Unless we butt in and say we're going to nationalize these companies, I think private enterprise, this pyramid, is just going to continuously tighten up and, you know, dictate what can be put on their system anytime they want. You know, I've just...
Well, at that point, I would say that we need to basically see new internet companies start up on that same model as what Kim.com is doing. I mean, ultimately, the American people will have to make a choice.
Yep.
And I think American people are going to decide they don't want to go with any social media platform or any internet connection that dares tell them what they can see, hear, read, think, or decide. And Americans need to get angry about this one. They really do. This is an attack on what it means to be an American, an attack on our freedom of speech. Anyway, Pete, your phone line is breaking up, so I'm going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, it's regarding the Venezuelan flying bomb assassination attempt.
Yes.
The day that it happened, I was watching a montage of local video clips from different angles, from different sources, and one of them showed the building where the alleged flying bomb had crashed into a building, and there's an open debate right now whether or not, there's an open debate whether or not that was the firefighters were telling the truth, that it was just a gas explosion, or if the government is telling the truth that it's a flying drone. So,
well, there is a video of an actual drone. Somebody got it on their cell phone camera. The drone was just flying in, and it exploded prematurely, apparently. And Venezuela is saying that they do have electronics to keep drones away from the president when he's out there making speeches, because things are very tense right now.
Right. So that was not the drone that crashed into the building, correct?
No. No.
Right. So I'm only referring to the drone that crashed into the building, is that the video evidence shows that it was not a drone that crashed into the building. I'm not saying that there was not the drone that you saw, but what I'm saying is that what it shows is two windows that both have screens on them look like ornamental wrought iron screens, and there is heavy black smoke that is stained the bricks above both of these open windows that have these screens on it. And it clearly shows that the firefighters are telling the truth about that part, that there was no damage to these screens. There was no object.
Well, hang on. Mateus, how do you know the drone didn't crash into the building through a window on the side that didn't have bars and started the fire that way? I mean, your argument is actually pretty thin. Anyway, Mateus, thanks a lot for the phone call. I need to let you go. We're running out of time, and I got a lot of news to get through here. All right, getting back on over to the FCC. Apparently, the FCC fabricated the claims of a DDoS attack during the net neutrality fight. And apparently, this came back in May of 2017, John Oliver of Last Week Tonight was asking viewers to flood the FCC comment section with support for net neutrality legislation. And the FCC claimed that they'd been hit with a DDoS attack. And apparently this was the second time Bray made this baseless claim. He did it also back in 2014. So again, more hoax, more fraud. so forth and so on. Down in Brazil, a Brazilian judge has suspended the use of products containing the agrochemical glyphosate. And more and more, the rest of the world is waking on up to just how dangerous this chemical is. The World Health Organization has declared it a probable human carcinogen. And the EPA and the FDA just turning a blind eye on that. Even worse, the Environmental Protection Agency has enacted what they call a significant new rule allowing companies to use asbestos in manufacturing again. Now, asbestos was banned for a very good reason. Those little fine mineral particles get into your lungs. They cause all kinds of problems like mesothelioma. Look at all those first responders to 9/11 who breathed in all that asbestos from the World Trade Towers after being told by the head of the EPA the air was safe down there. And they're dealing with all kinds of medical crisis. And so EPA is apparently bowed to industry pressure. Industry wants to go back to using asbestos. It's less expensive, and who cares if people get sick? We're just here making money. All right, let's take another phone call here from Joe in Eastern Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to talk about Alex Jones being suppressed and censored by these social media networks and Facebook and Apple. I mean, I get TuneIn, and I was going to listen to him today, and it doesn't even allow me to listen to his show. And it just seems to me
I think he's moved over to BitChute. He's moved over to BitChute now. That's where his program is.
Well, it was on TuneIn. I mean, I just found it odd that I was listening to it yesterday there, and then today it's not there. So I figured it's all part of this, what's happening with his being suppressed. But yep. I'm more alarmed by that. I think the timing of this, that something big is getting ready to happen. And, I mean, for me, I got a 30-day suspension on Facebook this morning for a post I made 6 months ago. And it's like they looked it up and you know, suspended me today out of all the days. And I wonder how many other people this is happening to. And I see that Senator Warner from Virginia, and he's a super creep, I must say, he's talking about how the government has to protect the institutions and protect the government and pass some kind of rules for social media. And, you know, it just seems like they're getting prepared for a big move. And I don't know if it's like I had a strange suspicion before 9/11, you know, the way they were demonizing bin Laden before it even happened. It's like they do pre-work before they do one of these things. It's very, you know, it's kind of like a game theoried out, and they do their pre-propaganda, and they take down important people that might be working against them. So I kind of got that vibe now, and I think I called the White House, and I called my senators and my congressmen about what happened to Alex Jones and how we should have free speech in this country. And I think Trump, I like Trump, But what I don't understand is he has all the power in his hands. He has the power to fire Mueller. He has the power to fire Sessions. He has the power to raise the alt-right up and have different press at his at his press conferences, and he doesn't do it. And I just, if he does, something happens with Trump, he has nobody to blame but himself. I mean, I pull my hair out saying, why doesn't he do these things? And he doesn't. So unless there's some master plan that I don't know about, I feel very disturbed about what I'm witnessing.
Well, I do too, and here's why. Trump has to understand it was the independent media that put him into that Oval Office, especially Alex Jones. And Trump is, at least for the moment, seems to be just turning his back on him. Talk about an utter betrayal here. And Trump... if Trump is seriously thinking about running again in 2020, if he lets the Democrats shut down conservative independent media, he's a one-term president. And I don't know why he doesn't understand that.
Well, I'm hoping it's part of his genius that I've seen before, that It's part of a grand plan, and he's going to drop the bomb as far as information or whatever, and rain. That's the only hope I really have. If it was me, I'd be, you know, I do hear that Alex was on Michael Savage's show tonight. I didn't listen to it. I'll probably catch it, the rebroadcast tomorrow, and that's that'll be very interesting. I think that they might. I mean, this might backfire. I just saw on Fox Business Channel, they were talking about Alex Jones and Facebook. And like you said, what's the word? Like, no publicity is worse than any publicity? I mean, Alex Jones is probably getting all kinds of people checking him out because of all
the
publicity.
Phrase you're looking for is even bad PR is better than no PR. And this could provoke a real backlash. This could galvanize the American people to finally stand up and say, enough of this nonsense here. Anyway, listen, thank you for the phone call, Joe. We got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. Now, out here in Hawaii, Hurricane Hector is expected to brush by the Big Island tomorrow, and it will be sort of close to us Wednesday night, Thursday morning. But the current predicted track has it so far south, we may not see much of anything here on Oahu. Unfortunately, the southern end of the Big Island, while the eye of the storm will not be there, there will be a huge amount of rain pouring on down and the wind, and it's not like those people haven't suffered enough down there. So hold a good thought for those people down there on the Big Island. Now, interestingly enough, at the city of Point Pleasant Borough, New Jersey, the police were called to take down a kids lending library. Now, apparently in this town, there is this sort of tradition where people will have these little tiny boxes, very decorated, very pleasant, out at the front of their driveway, in which will be books they've read that they no longer want. And they're simply there for people to just take and read and bring back or put in their own boxes. It seems very, very harmless. But apparently the police are now cracking down on these, you know, little lending libraries at the behest of city code enforcers, who are saying that they received a complaint about the lending libraries. And so the police apparently have nothing better to do than to go around to these homes and demand that these mailbox libraries be immediately dismantled because there was a complaint. So it's like book burning has come back to this country. Real books this time, not just the internet. All right, so we're coming up here on the end of the program. I want to go back and touch on this situation with Alex Jones. It is very troubling, especially now because other people are being dropped. And it's basically proving that Facebook is morally spineless, and I'm not surprised that one advertiser has dropped them. And I hope that Bloomberg is right. More will follow. So apparently, Alex Jones has also now been removed from LinkedIn and MailChimp. But according to this article out of CNET.com, is still up on Instagram. They're saying Alex Jones is still up on Twitter, but I'm not sure. Apparently, Pinterest has taken down InfoWars page after multiple people flagged the conspiracy theory account to the company. See, here's the problem. Things get taken down because of a complaint. These companies never check if the complaint is valid. You could go into a page that's about, you know, making cupcakes, and you could say, this is a hate site, and they could actually get taken down. But the age of censorship is honest. This is the end of the First Amendment. There's the official story, and the government's sticking with it. This is the corporate story. So these are very dark times. And again, please support Republic Broadcasting. Please support whatreallyhappened.com. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here. I got to do Jim Goddard Show up there in Vancouver. And take what you learn here. Share it with everyone that you know. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.